Saturday morning, and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to the corner of 34 and 5, back to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Another busy Saturday morning here in the sports world. That calendar turned last week, and when it turned, that meant that March Madness was in the air. Tournaments abound. The girls' state basketball tournament in the books. The boys are finishing up, and of course, we had the wrestling tournament just a few short weeks ago. But now we're getting into NCAA time. Last week, we talked to Coach John Henry, and here's some really good news. William Penn Statesman, you have got your team to the advanced all the way to the Elite Eight, and 1 o'clock tip-off today. I think Midland, Nebraska, is the opponent of the Statesman, and we're going to try to catch up with Coach Henry. He's really busy down in Branson, Missouri, trying to get that national championship for William Penn, and for that fact, for all those young men that are a part of that tremendous basketball program, many local people, and of course, John Henry. Right here in Albion, and we're really proud of him and the Statesman. So we'll keep an eye on there. We'll try to see if we can catch up with Coach Henry. But talk about local people that have done well. How about Demetri Boyer, the Eddyville Rockets' outstanding wrestler? He's went on to college, and he has advanced to the NCAA Division III wrestling tournament. And we're going to talk with Demetri at the bottom half of the hour and talk about the transition into college, what it's like competing at the college level, and of course, what it's going to be like to participate in the highest level at Division III college level. That is the National Wrestling Tournament. And of course, we all know how stinking tough Demetri is and what a competitor he is. But he's went on to take that to co-college, and he's getting it done, and we're going to visit with him at the bottom half of the hour. We're also going to check in with some other young ladies who have been getting it done in a sport, and I call it a sport, some might not, but in a sport that does not have an off-season, that is cheerleading. And we're going to talk with both Mecca Wallace, the coach of the outstanding Albia cheerleading team, but we're also going to check in with Maddie Terrell and Michelle Clark. Both of them have received some significant honors here as the school season starts to come to end and as their senior career becomes in the books here at Albia High School. The mark they've left on the Albia cheerleading program. And, you know, you just go back, folks, and people here at Albia, you can really look back and see some transition in the program. It's always been good, and we've always had great cheerleaders, but to see the fans get enthused and the student body really come alive, it has a lot to do, an awful lot to do, with the hard work that goes into cheerleading, and it is a sport. The conditioning they have to go through, the training they have to go through, and then all the little things that sometimes can get lost by the eyes. These young ladies have been getting it done, and they do it with purpose, with pride, and with humility. And that's you don't hear them tooting their own horn. And so today we're gonna do that for them here a little bit here at the corner 34 and 5. Lots going on in the sports world, an awful lot. The Hawks with the big basketball game, the Cyclones trying to solidify their NCAA bid, and of course the Big Ten wrestling tournament going on. And we're going to cover all this and more when we come back. Back to the corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't even think about going anywhere. We'll be right back after this timeout.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
No one wants to wait 5 to 10 business days for a debit card to arrive in the mail. You want it now, and at Community First Credit Union, that's what you get. Lose your debit card? No problem. At CFirst, you can replace a lost card or open an account and receive your activated Visa debit card immediately. No more waiting. Introducing instant issue Visa debit cards at Community First Credit Union. It's the power of Visa. Now, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small town friendly neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Head coach of the cheerleading team, that's Coach Mecca Wallace. And Coach, first of all, I compliment your girls and your guys who work so hard and have done such a great job. But the program has really been on the rise. You can sense the enthusiasm in a sport that requires enthusiasm in spite of circumstances. And I know that takes a lot of hard work, but the hard work without the passion for it would equal nothing. And your girls not only have the hard work, but they have the passion for cheerleading.
They most definitely have the passion. We have been reflecting back on our season as a season is coming to the end and a new one is starting. And we just have a lot to be proud of over this last season, and it wouldn't have been possible had the passion and the commitment not be there.
Well, you have a large senior class that's been able to do quite a few things and be honored in some ways the school's never had those type of honors. And, you know, those nine seniors have been an outstanding asset to the program and building the foundation of if the girls want to take the baton of building a really strong program.
Exactly. We started the fall season out with 18 cheerleaders this year, which was amazing, and nine of them were seniors. So we're happy and sad at the same time to have so many wonderful, talented young ladies with us, and now we're looking for our juniors to step up and fill some big shoes.
We got two of the seniors here with us, and we're going to talk with them who are being recognized. But you've had some recognition. You've got some trophies. You've got girls that have been able to participate at some exclusive events, and it's pretty exciting stuff for you.
Throughout the summer, we met and we did some weight training and some flexibility training, cardio training. And during that time, we spent a lot of talking about what our season is going to look like. And we set some pretty hefty goals, in my opinion. And one would be to take our squad to a competitive level. And we looked at what that would mean for us, the work that we had to put into doing that. And we set a goal to go out and participate at the state tournament in at Des Moines in November, and the girls said, well, we'll be happy to bring home an eighth place. That's our goal, and we'll work towards something different next year. And much to our surprise, we took two groups out there, and one group came back with a first place trophy, and another group came back in sixth place. So we were certainly surprised, excited, and very proud of that.
Well, that's because of the hard work, and hard work is something that goes hand in hand with cheerleading. And I know people, they hear you, they see you, and you guys look great, and you know, you sound great. But I often wonder, because I have to rationalize in my own mind if we really understand how much work goes into it. And I think about, as a coach, a cheerleading coach, you don't have a season that ends.
No, we really don't. As a matter of fact, last evening we had our cheerleader parent meeting to talk about the fall season already, and next Saturday we'll have tryouts for the football season coming up, and we'll start right in with team bonding activities and doing a little practicing, and again some strength building activities, and working our way through the summer into the fall. So we're already looking forward to next school year and what the football season brings.
Well, you've got some really enthusiastic seniors leading your program, and they're really passionate about what they do. And you know, we talked off air a little bit about the fact that they're so passionate about what they do, they kind of forget about the little things that or the things that they do and the number of things they do. And some might consider them little, but when you walk down the hallway and you see the lockers full of signs on them recognizing the athletes, there's so much that's required beyond just cheering the event.
There really is. Just on a typical game day, on a Friday, we might have an assembly that we're cheering at, so we plan for the assembly. And what is that going to look like? Literally, the girls will leave school for a short period of time on a typical Friday night and go grab something to eat, bring it back to the room. We'll all eat together, and then it's practice time. We practice for about an hour our cheers. They'll do their hair, their makeup, get themselves dressed, and we're outside typically between 5:30 and quarter till 6, mingling with the crowd, selling eye blacks, talking to the younger crowd, talking to the parents. We get our banner all set up and ready to go out onto the field, and before you know it, it's time to cheer. When that's all said and done, it's pickup time and looking forward to what's going to happen the next week with practices and so on. And since we've added our competitive level, we're not only practicing for the games, but we also have a completely different routine that we're practicing for Monday through Thursday.
Well, you know, we appreciate that. You guys did look so great during football season, and the fans at basketball, our student body is just into it, they're into it because our cheerleaders get them in, they get the cheers going, and they follow, and that makes it a lot of fun for your girls. But I'll tell you, one of the things I think is lost, and as a guy that's now become passionate for wrestling, is the time and commitment for those wrestling cheerleaders. On a Saturday, they'll spend all day in a gym. They might cheer for 6 minutes, and they got to look for the next guy that's going out, and it's in a sweaty, stinky place, and it's all day. You know, I really have a lot of respect for those girls.
Again, it's one of those things that, you know, I think when you visit with the young ladies, they won't really say the time commitment that is involved, because it's just kind of a given. It's part of it. It's part of their commitment. I think that we logged last year probably close to 1,700 miles just in traveling time, and that takes away from their homework. Most of them are in college block. You know, they have lives. They're part of the dance squad. They work, and they're busy young ladies, yet find time, as you say. Wrestling at a wrestling meet it's a lot of time, but they love it and they never complain, and they just have a wonderful time the whole entire day into the evening, and really look forward to what comes at the end, the sectionals, the districts, and going to state. That really is a gift, a prize for us at the end. We look forward to doing that.
Well, it's a prize. It's costly, and even the work going up to it, but also being there, because you got to go through all the same routines that the wrestlers do, getting checked out and getting prepared. And so I want your girls to know how much this sappy old broadcaster recognizes that it is a lot of work, and it's appreciated. You got two seniors with you here today who have done some pretty amazing stuff, and Michaela is, you know, and Maddie, they are the epitome of cheerleading. They have great attitudes, they always have a smile, and they're always looking to find ways to build people up.
They really are. I found opportunities last year, the Shrine Bowl opportunity for one, and I thought, you know, what is this? What can you know, we do to help with this cause? And I go to these young ladies with ideas, and hey, how about if we try this? And always, sure, let's give that a try. They're always looking for ways to promote our program. They're very positive role models in our program, and I'm just really pleased that they have the opportunity to participate in the All-Star Basketball Game and the Shrine Bowl again this year. That again is probably our top again prize that we look forward to is sending a couple girls to the Shrine Bowl. Wow. And I'm pleased that we get to do that again this year.
It is the elite of the elite. It's you know, these girls that are getting picked amongst their peers and the strict competition, and it's quite the accomplishment to be recognized and to have back-to-back years. We have two cheerleaders representing, and I know there's seven other seniors that are not with us today, and all of them have had huge impacts. And I think about Hannah Clark and how special she is, and she's just, they're all alike. They all have a passion for cheerleading, and they've had a huge impact on your program, and the baton is ready to be passed on, and yet when they leave, they've left the program in tremendous shape.
They have. I truly appreciate and will miss them.
Well, the young girls coming up, and those maybe listening for the first time, this is a great program to get involved with young ladies, young men as well, to come out and be a part of not just cheering for your classmates and for your school, but being a part of really what I see from an outside Mecca is you guys become like a family, and that's those friendships and those bonds you build is also part of the reward.
Right. When we spend so much time together, it really truly is like a family. And we have a couple goals for next year, and I wouldn't mind having a co-ed squad. So if guys out there are listening, come and join us.
Well, stop and see Mecca next Saturday. They're having their tryouts for football, and so I know that you're in school now. You can get that information, but be a part of a great program. Let's come back, take a quick time out, come back and meet these two outstanding seniors who are being recognized with an opportunity to cheer at an all-star event for basketball and this Shrine Bowl, the top of high school football action, and they have been chosen to be a part of that. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, Michaela Clark and Maddie Terrell, they're on deck. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Have you heard of Pekin Insurance? This is David Lang at MDL Insurance Services. Pekin Insurance has made our life easier at MDL simply because of their claim service. When you have a claim, Pekin looks for a way to pay that claim. And we like that. Give us a call at 641-872-1616. Email us at mdlins.com or simply like us on Facebook. MDL Insurance Services, servicing Southern Iowa.
For affordable tree trimming service, contact your local expert, Tom Birchmeyer, with Affordable Tree Service. Call Tom for free estimates at 641-856-7140. Tom has all the necessary equipment to do the job right, and no job is too big or too small. Call Affordable Tree Service, your local expert, at 641-856-7140. Hey, with a name like Birchmeyer, he's got to be good. Affordable Tree Service, 641-856-7140.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. C-First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. We're talking with the two outstanding seniors, but not just outstanding seniors, two outstanding senior cheerleaders who have accomplished a bunch for themselves, being recognized, as we've heard Coach Wallace talk about that earlier, but also what they've done for the program. And I'm going to start with Michaela Clark. Michaela, you know, getting recognized once again to cheer in the Shrine Bowl has to be a great honor. But you look back at your career, you've got to look back and be pretty darn proud of the accomplishment, not just what you've been recognized with, but the fact that you've been a part of building a really good program.
I'm so excited to say that I have been a part of this growing program. I think cheerleading has really taken a turn for the better, and the positive attitudes on the team and how much we've accomplished in just like the last 2 years. It's just an amazing thing to think about.
You know, cheerleading has, at Albia, has evolved into, instead of being, participant, where you're cheering and that type of thing, to actually go into the competition. You have your own competition. I think that's a new evolution, and I think that brings a little more excitement to the program as well. Talk about that.
I like to compete, so I thought it was a great time. I had a lot of fun, and it gave a new life to the practice. Instead of just practicing cheers or making posters, we got to, like, for once focus on something about ourselves. Like, we got to do something for ourselves and go and compete, and it was a lot of fun to get to know the girls at a different level.
We're talking with Michaela Clark, one of the outstanding senior cheerleaders here in Albia. And Michaela, you know, I think oftentimes we look at sports and we see the seasons, but for you, and as we talked with Coach Wallace about this, cheerleader season, I don't know, never ends.
No, it's pretty year-round, but I like it that way. I think you get a different set of girls from football to wrestling, and so like it kind of you get a change, but it's not, it's all cheerleading all year.
Is there, you know, the preparation that goes into it, and I don't know if, you know, I'm certain that most people don't know the amount of time that has to be put in. It's not just show up and rah, 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 and you guys go home. It's the time that it takes to prepare and the athleticism and the work ethic that goes into it. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, besides, of course, learning the cheers and being together and practicing and being loud, we also make signs and we sell things outside, and so we have to organize all of that and hang up signs and create signs. And we did a dance this year and it went extremely well, and so just stuff like that we do behind the scenes that not always gets noticed takes the most time, I think.
Well, you are a senior, and over the years you've maybe didn't have that responsibility put on you, but you took a leadership role, and here in your senior year, it became a responsibility to be a leader. What's that been like? You know, you've been a leader in this program, since I can remember.
I think it's fun, and I like it, and I like to see us as a team just accomplish so many things, and I'm
sad to leave, but I know that the girls under me will do just as great a job as I did in leading this team into success.
Well, you got an exciting conclusion to your senior year coming up. You get some recognition, some opportunities. You're going to do a basketball all-star, and then you're also going to be at the Shrine Bowl once again. And one of the things I took away last year was from your Shrine Bowl experience was the time you got to spend with the kids.
Yes, that was by far my favorite thing to do, was working with the kids at the clinic. It was just so rewarding to see how excited they were to see us, and it was just really awesome to see how hardworking they were, and they just didn't take anything for granted, and it was really eye-opening that we need to like accept everything in our lives and be happy with what we have, because we could really have it a lot worse.
Well, Michaela, outstanding job out of you, appreciate the commitment you've made to cheerleading, and I think the fruits of your work are being displayed in the rewards and the opportunities you're given now, but I think you'll come back in 10, 20 years and see how much of a difference you've had making the program, and that's been appreciated by at least this broadcaster. So thank you very much. But let's go on and meet one of your teammates, and I'm sure, Michaela, it had to be difficult to sit and watch your teammate here, Maddie Terrell, deal with the injury that she had to deal with when you knew how much she wanted to be out there.
I was so sorry for her when it happened, because she's so dedicated and she's so hardworking, and cheering is definitely her passion, and it was just so hard to watch her have to sit out, and she just handled it wonderfully.
Well, Maddie is like a little firecracker, and she's got a great personality and a tremendous athlete, and I think the injury, Maddie, would have been difficult to deal with physically, but it's the mental journey you go through when you're dealing with those type of injuries that probably is the most difficult.
Yeah, it was very difficult to sit along the sidelines and not be able to cheer my senior year. But it also provided me with a lot of opportunities for leadership and different things. I got to have an outlook that was different, seeing the cheerleaders and seeing all the hard work that they put together and how they look on the field and at the competition was very rewarding.
Well, you've been a part of this tremendous program, and you know, you can look back. What are some of those moments or those proud things that you can take away?
Definitely going to state is probably one of my favorite, going to state wrestling and also state cheerleading. It's just a different view on cheerleading, being able to participate in those various things.
You know, we look at cheerleaders and we see they have to be there and they're fit. They have to be physically fit and be able to do things. But the demands of a cheerleader, the physical side of things, you've got to be in really good shape and you've got to you have the strength to do it. And that requires work beyond just at the event.
Yeah, it does. I don't think people realize how hard cheerleading is physically, because you have to be fit in all different areas, and it's a lot of hard work, and I don't think people realize how much it is.
The other thing that it always gets me about a cheerleader is they have to be the happy face, and you know, when things are bad. And there's times when you're cheering and things are going the other direction and not our way, and you've got to be the spark or that happy face, and yet you're probably feeling the same emotions as the players and the fans in the stands.
Yeah, it's very difficult trying to bring up spirits when we're not winning or it's not going the best way, but I think we provide an outlet for the fans to get pumped up and cheer our team back into the good position.
I think our student body is one of the best best student bodies there is, and their support, and I think that's because you guys lead the way. But that makes your job a lot easier when you have fans and students who are equal participants. Well, let's talk about your opportunity here. That had to be a real thrill for you, and particularly after dealing with the injury, to be recognized here.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. I was so excited when I found out I would be able to cheer at the Shrine Bowl game. I wasn't expecting it, really, because I was injured when I tried out, but I'm so glad to have this opportunity.
Well, it'll be a great opportunity for you, a good time, but the impact that you've had on our program, and I say that because I really feel that these seniors have done a tremendous job of bringing back enthusiasm to a sport, and to me it's a sport that requires enthusiasm in spite of your emotions at the time, and we appreciate all you do, and I know you do wrestling. That is an endurance. To be a wrestling cheerleader and sit through an entire Saturday tournament, you have to have tremendous endurance. So thanks for all you do. Congratulations. And folks, you know, I know that cheerleaders don't get forgotten, but we need to recognize them more because of the hard work they do. And these girls have done a great job of not only encouraging the participants on the floor, but also representing our community. And we have a lot to be proud of. Let's take a quick time back and come back here to the Coach's Corner. You're listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Back to the Corner 34 and 5 when we come back after this timeout.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking about anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of March, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. And that was great hearing from the cheerleaders. Boy, they do a great job of building enthusiasm, the hard work that goes into that. And I am excited. I'm like a cheerleader this morning because I'm excited I get to talk to my buddy Dimitri Boyer, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. And Dimitri was tearing things up on the mat at for Rocket Nation, for Avil Blakesburg Rockets, and he's moved that town on to Coe College. And we've got him on the line here. Dimitri, welcome aboard. Welcome to the Coach's Corner.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Well, hey, congratulations, buddy, making the national tournament, an outstanding season for you. I bet you've got to be thrilled.
Oh, yeah, definitely thrilled. It's favorite part of the season, down at crunch time. I love this time of year.
Well, it's go time, focus time, and making it to the Nationals. You know, you got two other teammates that are going to be joining you. You don't have too far of a drive to get there, which is kind of a nice thing, but... talk about the preparation going into this tournament, maybe versus what it was like getting ready to go into the high school state wrestling tournament.
You know, they're kind of similar in a way, but in college, it's a lot about the fine-tuning of things, and it's about doing everything right. Our coach really preaches you're doing everything right in your life right now. You're getting the right sleep, you're eating the right things, and just little things like just what you eat for lunch that day just make a difference in how you practice that night and the fuel you're putting through your body. He always says treat your body like gold, so we're treating our bodies like gold and not putting any empty fuel through us and just fine-tuning all little things that we know we need to practice on.
We're talking with Dimitri Boyer, the outstanding, he's still an outstanding wrestler, but he, Rocket wrestler, and he's moved on to Coe College for the Coe Hawk. He's advanced to the Division III NCAA wrestling tournament. Demetria, over the years, you know, we've had a few conversations, but in this transition of from going from a high school athlete to the college athlete, what has that been the biggest transition for you?
Like the biggest transition is now is that I'm in college and just wrestling. It's all focused on one sport, so I'm putting all my time into this one sport, and every little bit of ounce of energy I have is going towards wrestling, becoming the best possible competitor that I can be, doing everything I can right, and putting everything towards this sport.
Well, you know, but I think that's that. You know, you talk about all your focus towards one sport, and you know, that sounds really good and easy from a listener standpoint. But it's a real challenge to know that you know you've got a complete. It's a full time job for you. Every action goes into wrestling, and you got school on top of it. It's got to be not just a physical challenge, but a real mental challenge as well.
Yeah, it's definitely it is a full time job. Like we say, it's like our life is school and wrestling. That's our life right now, and you know we're all in for it. So it's what we want to do, and it's what we have to do if we want to accomplish the goals that you know I've had since I started wrestling. I always looked up and wanted to be a national champion in college, and right now is when I'm going to try to accomplish that goal. And I got to do everything in my power to get there.
Well, you know, I'm on Facebook, and I messaged you there, and one of the things that stood out to me is you put in here, the true measure of a man is not how he behaves in a moment of comfort and convenience, but how he stands at times of controversy and challenges, and by Martin Luther King. And you know, to me, that is the epitome of a wrestler. It forces you to stand in the midst of challenges and no excuses allowed. I think this just makes you a stronger man, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's really wrestling is it's just like you got to be mentally strong, and you just can't let anything bring you down. Just we all have little dings and like little injuries. We just got to look above that, and we just can't let that hold us back. And we just got to do everything we can and just put it 100% forward.
Dimitri, I know I get texts from you every once in a while when I'm doing a broadcast, particularly at the state wrestling tournament. And I know you follow the Rocket Wrestling. You had to be really proud of the outstanding season these guys had again.
Oh yeah, tremendously proud. I didn't get to make it up every day, all the days that I wanted to, but I was always because of school. But I was always here listening, and it's just awesome to hear how your team is doing so well and just keep the tradition alive. It's just, I really love seeing that success. And when I see that success from high school, it's always nice because I can kind of sit up here and brag to all my other friends about how my high school is one of the top in the state and whatnot. And it's always nice.
Well, the same things are being said back here about you, Dimitri, is that, you know, the Rocket Nation is proud of you. All Southern Iowa is really proud of you. And of course, getting to broadcast some of your amazing wrestling feats. You know, you can't help but cheer for you, and we know now that going into the NCAA tournament, this is going to be a huge challenge for you, and we want you to know that we got your back, and we're back here rooting you on.
Yeah, thank you. It's always nice to hear about that support I have from back home. It really, really helps you push along.
Well, have you had a chance to look at your do you, have they got the brackets out? And I apologize for being a little behind the time here, but they have the brackets released yet, so you know where and who you might take on the opening round?
No, they don't have those out yet. I think they come out probably at the beginning of this next week, I'm thinking. They haven't came out yet, though.
Well, Dimitri, you got a lot of young listeners back at Rocket Nation listening in. What's that bit of advice you might give these younger people that has helped propel you to where you're at today?
Well, just make goals and do everything you can to achieve those goals. Don't let anybody ever tell you you can't do something. Just always push forward and do everything you can.
Well, Dimitri, you've been that great example, and we appreciate you stopping by here. I'm looking forward to hearing how things go next week. I hope that I can get you to come back on maybe afterwards and tell us about the experience and what amazing ride you've been on and what a great example you've been to your peers back at Eddyville Blakesburg, but to all of Southern Iowa.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. Thanks for the support. It means a lot.
Well, go get him. Dimitri Boyer, 157-pound national qualifier, and he's going to be wrestling next week, folks, and I'm excited for him. He's a tremendous athlete, tremendous person, and you know how hard he works in order to get to the pinnacle place of where he's at. He's put the hours in, put the work in. He's paid the price, and now he gets to go out and reap the benefits. Dimitri Boyer, former Rocket. Representing Southern Iowa and Rocket Nation and getting it done. And we're going to check in with him as we as he gets through the tournament. We'll try to check back with him. And we're going to take a quick time out here from the corner 34 and 5. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back here, catch you up with Radio Iowa, and we're going to see if we can catch up with Coach John Henry and get an update as a statesman. We'll go to a 1 o'clock tip-off there at the Elite Eight down in Branson, Missouri in NAIA action, and they're looking for a national championship. All this and more. When we come back here to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
H&R Block is helping people find more money hidden in their old tax returns. So if you didn't use H&R Block in the past, bring in your past taxes for a second look review. H&R Block usually finds a different result, which can mean a bigger refund for our clients. And if we do, we can refile your old tax return so you get the maximum refund you're entitled to. Call us today at 641-932-7536 and make an appointment for a second look review today. H&R Block, never settle for less. Fees apply, available at participating locations.
If you didn't finance your auto loan at Community First Credit Union, now is your chance. Bring us your auto loan and we'll pay you up to $100 cash. Plus, we'll give you 0.5% APR off your current auto loan rate. Hurry! Stop by your local branch or go to c1stcu.com to refinance today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
How about that, Dimitri Boyer? What a great athlete and a great person, and just so excited for him. And Rocket Nation gets to live vicariously celebrating his great accomplishments on the Co College. And you know, I'm expecting big things out of him. And what an example he's been to his peers and to his teammates and to the sport of wrestling. Of course, Matt White from here in Albia, he's up at Iowa State as well, and we're so proud of Matt. He's just done a great job and had to overcome some injuries, but he is such a tough kid, smart kid, jeez, smart kid. But lots going on in the sports world, and last night I recognized that the track season got underway, and I didn't get a chance to get a hold of Coach Ratliff and find out the results, but I know they got their first indoor track meet in, and track season knocking on the door.
Coach Judge last night had put on a post and showed a picture of the tennis courts with snow on it. So that'll be interesting as they start practice on Monday. So I imagine the tennis team will be shoveling before they're using their rackets on Monday. But all these winter or spring sports seasons are going to be underway here just shortly. But at basketball and wrestling on the college level, it's coming to a wind down, and lots going on in the sports world all over this great big world of ours. So let's get you updated. Here's Radio Iowa.
This is Sports in Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. You and I made an early exit at the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in St. Louis as the Panthers fell to Illinois State 73-65. It's you and I's third straight quarterfinal round exit at the tournament. Drake's season came to an end as well, as with a 65-53 loss to top-seeded Creighton. The Blue Jays broke open a close game late as the Bulldogs end the season with a mark of 15-17. Iowa and Iowa State close the regular season today. The Hawkeyes host Nebraska, while the Cyclones are on the road at West Virginia. I'll have more sports after this.
For the people in our military, it's a time of sacrifice and duty. That's why all four military aid societies have joined together to form the Armed Forces Relief Trust to help military families cope with financial and medical emergencies at home. With so many serving overseas, the need is greater than ever. You can learn more and donate at www.afrtrust.org. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is John Bon Jovi, asking you to go to serve.gov to get involved in something you believe in. I'm a big believer in the power of we.
We weren't born.
We can tackle the tough challenges we face and build community through service and volunteering. United we stand, united we serve. Are you with me? Go to serve.gov for more information about how to volunteer in your community.
This message is brought to you by United We Serve and the Corporation for National and Community Service.
Riley Francis scored 20 points as second-ranked Boyden Hall won a second straight Class 1A championship with a 49-45 win over number 3 Storm Lake St. Mary's. Luke Lenhart had 26 to lead St. Mary's. Eighth-ranked Sheldon claimed its first state title and sent retiring coach Claude Struve out in style as the Orebs beat top-ranked West Fork 48-36 for the 2A title, handing the Warhawks their first loss of the season. In the Class 4A semifinals, after struggling in the opening half, top-ranked Iowa City West used a 15-0 third-quarter run to take command in a 52-36 win over number 3 Dubuque Senior. Jeremy Morgan had 14 of his game-high 17 points in the second half, including all four of his three-pointers, as the Trojans improved to 25-0.
We just started making our shots. We knew we weren't playing good in the first half, and we knew something had to change. So we came out with a lot of energy, and we turned it around really quick.
After leading 23-17 at the half, Senior scored only 13 points in the entire second half.
Our offense seemed like it was running about 23, 25 feet out, and it's hard to feed bigs that far out. So, I mean, an awful lot of the credit goes to them. I mean, they played an outstanding second half. And, you know, I think Jeremy Morgan's three threes that he had, they were way out there. And, we were right there. It's just that he drained them. And there's not much you can do about those. So, we played a great first half. We stuck with the game plan, and we just couldn't quite get her done the second half.
Dubuque senior coach Wendell Imers. Kendall Jack scored the final 7 points of the game as number 2 Bettendorf rallied for a 39-36 win over Cedar Falls to earn a spot in the title game.
I can't describe the feeling, you know. It's something I've wanted to do since I was a little kid. You know, as a high school athlete, everyone wants to make it to this point, and the fact that I'm able to say that I made it is, it's humbling, but, you know, I'm not satisfied yet.
Cedar Falls looked like it might be in line for the victory before Jax brought the Bulldogs back.
When you take the number one seed to the last second, you got to be proud of our basketball team, and, you know, I couldn't be happier to do it. Do I want to win? Do they want to win? Are we hurting our locker room? Absolutely we are, because we thought that we could go all the way this season. There's no doubt about it, and our kids are playing with a ton of confidence. But this is the beauty of sports. There's a winning side and a losing side, and it just happens it was going to be our turn to lose this time.
At Cedar Falls, Coach Tom Bardall. Also tonight in the Class 3A championship, it's third-ranked Waverly Shell Rock against Harlan. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking about anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of March, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license.
H&R Block is helping people find more money hidden in their old tax returns. So if you didn't use H&R Block in the past, bring in your past taxes for a second look review. H&R Block usually finds a different result, which can mean a bigger refund for our clients. And if we do, we can refile your old tax return so you get the maximum refund you're entitled to. Call us today at 641-932-7536 and make an appointment for a second look review today. H&R Block, never settle for less. Fees apply. Available at participating locations.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner here, and just want to reflect on a few things that are going on. Do not forget that daylight savings time tonight. That snuck up on me. You know, I didn't forgot about that, and they kind of moved back the weeks, and that means we're gonna have a little more daylight tomorrow night and going forward. And I'm looking forward to that. Maybe a little bit more sun would be nice, and a little more warmer temperatures. As I know, the spring sports are kicking in, and they're gonna need some of the snow removed in order to get on that track and on the tennis courts and of course the golf. That's going to be interesting as well. We'll have all the spring coaches on here and talk about their upcoming seasons and get a kind of a preview of what's going to be happening in the sporting world during the spring. But right now, the William Penn Statesman, I want to again recap the William Penn Statesman. Won yesterday 101-84. They beat Bethel, Indiana in the second round of the NAIA Division II National Championships. They are in the Elite Eight, and they will take on the 25th seed Midland. Of course, the Statesman, if you remember, as talking with Coach Henry, they finished the season, regular season, 30-1. They picked up two wins down at Branson, and now they sit at 32-1. But they came into the national tournament, the number one seed, number one ranked team in all of NAI Division II basketball, and they'll take on Midland, as I said earlier, Midland, Nebraska. That's at 1:00. A win there sends them to the Final Four, and what an awesome accomplishment it is that they've gotten as far as they have. But this team is got the talent to make it all the way to the national championship and win the whole thing. And Coach promised me he'd send me back a little sliver of that net when he cuts it down. Brandon Beasley continues to be a beast there for them, as he tore it up, and I think he had around 25 points, 8 3-pointers that the Statesmans were able to put together in that second half, really extended the lead, and they got that big win. But a big contest, that comes up at 1 o'clock, and we'll try to keep you updated with that as well. Want to also mention that right now, it's this Saturday, and I believe next Saturday, are sign-ups for both the little girls, little league softball, and little league baseball. If you have a young man or young lady that's looking to play baseball or softball this summer, this is the weekend to get that done. And I believe that takes place at Ragtime Industries here in Albia. And you want to make sure that you get over there and get that done. You don't have to have a birth certificate. Sometimes people worry, I can't find a birth certificate in a rush. The birth certificate is not required at the time of the sign up, but they will need it if they get into tournament action. And we always have outstanding softball and baseball tournament teams. Don't see anything changing there. Got the chance to see Coach Chance the other night, the head coach of the Abbey Ladies softball team, and talk with him just for a few moments. And I could see the enthusiasm and excitement in his face as he looks forward to softball season coming up. Of course, that's about a month and a half away, but I know right now, most likely, those girls are probably in with Jim Keller and some other helpers that they'll go out right now and probably working with the girls, getting batting practice time in. And I know the senior Babe Ruth boys, they have a big supper coming up next week. Coach Bill Anderson and Phil Brown, they're working with the guys and getting them ready for senior Babe Ruth season, which starts the 23rd, and I think they have their spaghetti supper next Saturday. So we'll have more of that information for you. Coach, we'll have Coach Anderson on. I think he's dealing with a little bit of a recovery from a surgery. I think he had it yesterday on his foot. So he's recovering today. We'd have him on, but I wanted to have him rest in. But he is helping take care of little girls softball. He wants me to make sure I encourage all of you to make sure you get your girls signed up. And 6 through 12-year-old sign for Little League softball. And of course, Little League baseball as well. And hard to believe, but that old calendar's turning. Do not forget to set ahead your clock tonight. One less hour of sleep, but one more hour of daylight. And have a great Saturday. From the corner 34 and 5, this is Jason Summers saying thank you to the outstanding cheerleaders, all the cheerleaders, for a great season. Appreciate all the work that they do. Those 9 outstanding seniors that have led this program. Coach Mecca Wallace, Michaela Clark, and Maddie Terrell for stopping by. And Demetri Boy, it was great hearing from Demetri, one of my favorites of all time. Thanks so much. You've been listening to the Coach Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Until next weekend, have a great Saturday. We'll see you at the corner 34 and 5.
Saves in the postseason. However, unlike many others, Rivera does not consider himself to be the greatest closer ever.
I'm a team player, and if it wasn't for my teammates, I would never have the opportunity. You know, but I will love to be remembered of the player that always was there for others, trying to make others better, and didn't think about himself at all. And that's the legacy that I want to leave.
Rivera is slated to make his spring training debut today against the Braves. The future Hall of Famer missed much of last season with a torn knee ligament. College basketball, fifth-ranked Georgetown can clinch at least a share of the Big East regular season title with a victory in the regular season finale against number 17 Syracuse. The game also marks the last time the schools will face off as Big East rivals in the regular season. The Orange, of course, heading to the ACC. The Hoyas, part of the Catholic Seven that are breaking away to form their own league, taking the Big East name with them. Tip off of that matchup in an hour on ESPN HD. At 9 Eastern, it's number 3 Duke at North Carolina. Since losing to the Blue Devils 73-68 on February 13th, Tar Heels changed to a smaller lineup has worked. 6 straight wins, averaging 77 points, 46% shooting, including 42% from three-point range. Those facts not lost on Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski.